Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right. Okay, is everything working? All right. Hey, y'all. So we should have some fun tonight. Welcome. Now, listen, if you are new, welcome to The Greatest Show on YouTube. If you're a returning subscriber, well, you know how we do. Some shit might fuck up. Some shit might go wrong. Some shit might cut off. But at the end of the day, we are going to finish the show. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this, but both of these guys, you know, in my mind and in my head, you know, I like them both. Honestly, sometimes I got to spank J. Will, but I like them both. You know, I like Quaylen as well. So, you know, and we got to talk about it. So that's why we are here. It's about to go down. All right, yo. So, excuse me. Welcome, everybody. Hi. So now listen. Now, if you don't know, so J. Will, actually Candy from Love & Hip Hop. Now, shout out to that. Shout out to Love & Hip Hop. So he is slamming Blame It On Quay again. This time it's because Quaylen was on Instagram Live. Don't get me to lying. I don't know whose Instagram Live it was. He's famous now, so he has a lot of goddamn friends that he knows. I don't know who live he was on. But he was on live, and he made a joke and was like, nobody watches Love & Hip Hop anymore. And, you know, J. Will being who he is, J. Will already didn't like him. So J. Will felt some type of way and went and went and wrote this long ass response. So I told myself I wasn't going to read it, but I'm going to read it for the sake of you guys. Okay. All right. So let's just get into it. All right. So he says, yo, I think this is the funniest thing Blame It On Quay has done this year. Double shade. I tried to let it rock and continue not saying anything, but nah, bruh. I'm proud of any black man that can start from the bottom and work their way up to the top of the strength of the grind of their grind. I salute him for that. However, I am an artist and I am sensitive about my shit. I don't respect any artist who blatantly continues to copy from another artist. There's things I won't say due to the fact that there are a lot of things and conversations that goes on behind closed doors. That's just simply doesn't need to be mentioned to the world. But what I will say is I wish I was just simply being delusional. I know for a fact that this man looks up my artistry. Me and him spoke for over an hour on the phone after I dropped Lit with his manager, who randomly approached me in public one day expressing how much Candy Diss Records, whatever he was going to promote the record, affected his career. Hell, Quay even told me how Lala introduced him to me and how they both love my work. Which is no shade because I love Lala. She's funny as fuck. But anywho, before I digress, just know I'm not talking out of my ass. This man has changed the entire aesthetic of TT since reaching out, asking me to make her a wig. This man even put together a TV show after seeing Candy on Love & Hip Hop. And mind you, he's a comedian, correct? Right. LOL. But he didn't do just a show, not a web series or something that would have actually worked for TT, which is what he should have done if you ask me. But since he didn't, I guess Candy will. But he did a show giving great value Candy on Love & Hip Hop, VH1/Flavor of Love Tease. But yet tried to get on live and diss Love & Hip Hop. VH1 by saying nobody watches them. Well, obviously you do, bro.
Well,
so let's really get into this. Now, here's the tea. This is stemming back from last year. This is stemming back from last year when Blame It On Quay inboxed J. Will, okay, and wanted to learn how to, you know, do his hair because he wanted to upgrade TT. And so they were talking. I personally feel as though Quaylen didn't respond to J. Will when J. Will wanted to talk about a collaboration, so he's been salty ever since. Now, if you don't believe me, you know, we deal in facts and receipts. So let me pull up the receipts and we'll go through it. Now, so here's where the feud originally started, okay? So we don't have it all, but here's the main tea that you need. Okay, so let's get into this tea right here. So it says, so the first message, it's cut off. Quaylen is basically asking him how to do the color hair, how to, you know, color his hair. Because Candy, no shade, you know, did have colored hair first. So it's a, Candy goes, I'll do a test strand and send it to you before I color the whole wig. So Quaylen wanted J. Will was going to color a wig for Quaylen. Okay? And then, so Quaylen says, okay, but if I do the Sailor, but what if I do the Sailor Moon shit you had in the same color with dark root? You know that's my signature. That would be bomb. You know how to install a frontal, though. You know how to install a frontal, though? That's the only thing with the poom pooms. It would be a frontal unit. And then Quaylen was like, I got to learn how to install. Then J. Will said, it's easy. I can walk you through it. I'll get started on it when we collabing, though. I'm tired of hearing people say they want to see us do a video. And so there was no response. Quaylen left that shit on red. Now, then a few weeks later, J. Will writes, why the swag switch up, though? LOL, TT been looking real candy lately. Then Quaylen, in his nice and polite, shady set, goes, huh? I just wanted to rebrand myself. LOL, my friend Joanne the Scammer and Lala told me I should switch TT from being ratchet looking. It would get old. But people living for this new look, it shows elevation for TT. He says, and then J. Will goes, I know I don't have as much as a following as them, but you never want to lose the essence of what makes you. TT was hilarious because of how raggedy you looked. Hell, Joanne ain't switched up and it's still working. We are told, and then Quayla goes, we are totally different in my eyes. I've never heard a comparison between you and I. My quality of my videos went up and so did TT's look. And honestly, since the new look, the check's gotten bigger. Keep up the good work. But honestly, no one is copying you. That was some subtle shade. Some good old gay shade. Are y'all ready for my opinion? Are y'all ready for my opinion? Okay. First of all, let's be very clear. I love all of you. I love them all. But, you know, I have to be a straight shooter. Okay, so the bottom line is, Candy, yes, Quaylen reached out to you. He needed help. You gave him the information. Did Quaylen shade J. Will? Yes, absolutely. Quaylen left his ass on red and paid it. But Candy or J. Will, what you should have taken from that moment was, okay, shade is shade. He didn't respond. You get what I'm saying? And what I've learned is there are no friends in show business. So you take that, you move on. You don't dwell on it. You've made music video, after Instagram post, after diss record. Like, girl, get over it. At this point, it almost comes across like he maybe took or was inspired by something that you did, and it's working better for him than it is for you, and you're upset about it. So the thing is this, if you are a creative, you should be focusing on the artistry and moving yourself forward, okay? You should not be going to go after Quaylen every chance you get. We get it, girl. We get it. He didn't respond to you. He didn't want to do a collab. Was it shade? Yes. Move the fuck on. Like, it's not benefiting you. On top of the fact, I just personally feel like Candy, when he's doing good, he's great. You know, when he was on TV, he did had the Love and Hip Hop thing. When, you know, he was getting ready to leak his, you know, promote his Wildin' Out and this and that, he does well. But I think he gets so frustrated because he wants to be a million subscribers in. He is about the clout. So I think he gets frustrated when he sees, you know, Quaylen getting opportunities and others getting opportunities that he feels like are owed to him, and they're not happening. But mamas, like I told you, you got to focus, and you focusing on Quaylen is not going to help you. Okay, bitch, she got the blue wig, girl. Oh, well, what you need to do is tighten Candy up. Candy is funny. Candy can rap. There's no reason why you should be competing with Quaylen. And if Quaylen didn't want to do a collab with you, fuck him. Move on. You were in a whole nother lane. Move the fuck on. You don't need him to do a collaboration. Get your music together. Polish Candy up. Candy is ratchet. She can be ratchet, but she needs to not be so homemade. You get what I'm saying? Polish her up. Put a little coin into her. Because that's the difference. Quaylen didn't copy you and became who he is because he copied you. No, he took his brand seriously. He's seen a direction, and he went for it. He got a better quality video. He got better quality hair, you know, and people noticed. It is what it is. Now, as far as, and I'm going to get into the whole Quaylen thing and Candy in a second, but I'm on Candy for a second. Now, I have to say this because I watched Love and Hip Hop, and I was highly disappointed at Candy in Love and Hip Hop. Now, here's the tea, Candy, J. Will. You talked about Quaylen saying, you talked about Quaylen not being on TV and things like that. Girl, do you realize you've had a TV moment? You had a TV moment twice. You had your moment. Your moment came. You did not capitalize off your moment. That's not anybody else's fault. Girl, you were on Love and Hip Hop, reading, acting like you didn't want to be Candy. When Candy is the moneymaker, I already told you this through the camera before, bitch. You should have played Candy all the way out. And then you would have probably made it on to next season. I don't personally think you're going to make it on to the next season. If you do, I'd be shocked. But I feel like you should have played Candy. Candy would have got more airtime. You shouldn't have been trying to be J. Will. You should have went through the story of Candy, humbled yourself, allowed the people to fall in love with the struggle of Candy, and then transition into J. Will after you gain some momentum. But you come on there asking Mikey Passante, how many subscribers do you have? Oh, I how many subscribers do you have? Like, girl, you can't give all that. I'll tell you a funny story. Well, before I tell you the funny story, let's be very clear. I would not be focusing on what Quaylen is doing when I'm on TV. I wouldn't be focusing what Quaylen is doing if I'm a rapper, Quaylen is a comedian, but me as a rapper, I'm booked on Wildin' Out. Now, I don't know if they paying on Wildin' Out or not, but Quaylen wasn't on Wildin' Out. Quaylen wasn't on Love and Hip Hop. Quentin is a comedian. He wasn't even on Love and Hip Hop. I mean, Wildin' Out. You were on Wildin' Out, which is for comedians. You were on Love and Hip Hop. And to be honest with you, when it came to the TV, although Quaylen was at the award shows, you were actually winning. He had Quaylen was on Fear Factor. Okay, that really wasn't nothing really that big. You get what I'm saying? You were on a whole series. Two of them. Why the fuck are you focusing on what Quaylen is doing? Bitch, I would be so booked and busy and rebranding, I wouldn't be worried about a person that's not even on TV if you're on two shows at one time. If anything, you should have been focusing on how do I capitalize once these seasons are over. I wouldn't be watching a bitch on Instagram, or I would have been paying attention to somebody on a contest show. I would have been like, all right, cool for him, boom. I'm on a series. I would have been trying to figure out how am I going to go on a Wildin' Out tour? How am I going to, what's going to be my storyline for next season of Love and Hip Hop? I'm not looking at Quaylen on Fear Factor. I'm not looking at Quaylen with a blue wig on. I don't give a fuck at this point. Your moment has came. So at this point, it's time to show the world what the fuck you all about. Your priorities are fucked up. And instead, you throwing shade. Stupid. I wouldn't have done that. I would not have done that. That was that. And I talked to you. But, okay, so now, funny story. I met both of these guys. So I'm going to go into J. Will first. So I'm out with my man. I'm in L.A. And I'm at a silent party. And I'm thinking one of my friends, I was supposed to be meeting up with one of my friends. And my friend ended up saying that he wasn't going to be able to make it to the silent party. So a mutual friend of me and Candy spots me. Love him. Shout out to Thune. Spots me and says, hey, J. Will is here. But I thought he was saying J. Wiz, like a different friend. So I'm like, oh, okay. So he goes and gets him. I didn't even know who it was because I was used to seeing Candy. So I was like, oh, my God. Oh, hey, it's J. Will. He literally walks up to me and says, oh, what you want to do, baby? You want to take a picture with me? And I'm like, no, bitch, I don't want to take a picture with you. And he went to, like, grab my phone, and I'm kind of like, girl, I didn't say I want to take a picture with you. You get what I'm saying? I never wanted to take a picture with you. I didn't know it was you, bitch. Like, I wasn't even checking for you. So then he goes, I know you. You look familiar. But he was expecting me to give all the, oh, yeah, I'm Armand. And at this time, I was on Facebook. And I think he wanted me to do the whole, like, oh, I'm recording live. But at this moment, I have been working on my brand. My brand is not as large as theirs. But I don't look at them, bitch. I keep moving. So my thing is, I'm like, I don't need to talk about it. You'll see me on your YouTube streets, your airways. Like, we're not going to talk about it because I'm working. I'm not here in L.A. I'm not one of those people in L.A. that's going to try. Oh, I'm this, that, and the third. He was like, who are you? I've seen you before. I'm like, I don't do nothing. He was like, that's not what you should be doing. You need to introduce yourself, and you need to tell your brand. And then he goes, how many followers do you have? And I'm like, bitch, I think I got 3,000. Like, I don't know. I don't have that many. And he was like, oh, okay. And then I was pretty much that. You get what I'm saying? But it was more about how many followers do I have instead of if you really wanted to collaborate, you are who you are. I am the media. All celebrities need media. So instead of looking at trying to collaborate with people in your lane, there's a lot of times they're not going to collaborate with you because you can be competition. You get what I'm saying? There is no friends in show business entertainment. You should be building alliances with media. I've reached out to them. It's shade because I don't have the followers. So, girl, pay it. But that's why You got to understand that's why Quaylen didn't respond to you. He got what he got, girl, and he said, fuck it. You can't sit with him. And you didn't like that. But my whole thing is I wouldn't be trying to sit with all these people with millions and millions of followers, because at the end of the day, they have changed over time, which is rightfully so. We all would to a certain degree. So you start building your team with people that don't let the numbers fool you, people. Align yourself with people that are working, because everybody can make it if you work. The only way you don't get there is if you stop doing the work. Let's be very, 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 very clear. So instead of trying to align yourself with Quaylen to do a collaboration, you should have realized that that wasn't going to happen, and you should have just been trying to figure out other things. Period. If you felt like you knew me and we was cool, bitch, we should have did a project together or something like that. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you call in if you would like to call in. So listen, the other thing is with Quaylen, I knew Quaylen, and so he didn't respond to me all the time. I didn't care. You get what I'm saying? Did I feel a way like, oh, bitch, this is my friend? Like, girl, like, we was cool. We wasn't really friends, but we were associates. Like, girl, we would go out. We would, you know, we went out in the same group before. We weren't besties. And, you know, I've hit the bitch up when I went to L.A., and, girl, it was a little bit of, like, not responding. But at the end of the day, am I mad? No, bitch, you've elevated. So I realized, let me just do the work, get the work done, and move on. So I will open up the lines for Jay Will to call in. Let me open up the lines if he would like to talk. Let me open up the lines. I just feel like both of them have potential, but I wouldn't be focused on what Quaylen is doing, because at some point, bitch, you were on TV. You were doing your motherfucking thing. Fuck him. Yes. Was it shade? Yes. Did he not respond? Yes. Bitch, you should have moved on. Understand, there's no business, there's no friendship in show business, bitch. Move on, girl. That does not take away from your talent. But the thing is, you cannot go arguing. When I even inboxed him, was like, girl, listen, keep your foot. I wanted him to win. I was like, bitch, keep your foot on these bitches' necks. Keep your foot on these bitches' necks. But you can't be blowing up. You can't. You can't do that. You can't do it. You can't. All right, y'all. So the lines are open. Listen, at the end of the day, I just feel like these two, Quaylen, and so then Quaylen makes a video and says he's not copying Jay Will and he's not addressing this anymore. Let me show you what Quaylen says. He basically says that he will not be addressing this. I've prospered in my career because I have a good heart. You will never hear bad things about me, professionally or personally. I don't drag people on the internet or trying to tarnish their career. And if you ever seen TT talk smack about someone, trust it was a setup. This was my first and last time addressing this subject. Have a good night. So, yes, I would love to talk to you. It's no shade. I have to be real. I have to call it like I see it. I have to call it like I see it. I have to call it like I see it. It's not that I was dragging you. I have to tell you, listen, I'm not dragging you, bitch. I'm saying you have the potential. You shouldn't be worried about this bitch. polish up Candy. I said what I did. Actually, if you really want to know what I did say was, bitch, you know that Candy is your bread and butter. There was no reason why you, in my opinion, you could have been the breakout star on Love and Hip Hop. There's no reason why you went on there your first season kind of shun away from Candy. Like, let's embrace her for a minute. Let's let the public fall in love with the story and the struggle. Let's create that LGBT Cardi B moment. Let's embrace all of that. And then after we've fallen in love with the struggle of Candy, let's fuck him up and then be J. Will. That's what I'm saying. But first you gotta give us what we want. First you gotta give us what we want. Okay, so this is probably him. Hello, private caller.
Hello.
They're not sending it. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Hold on. All right. 424-5412. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Can y'all not hear me? Figure out. Like, are y'all not being able to hear me? Let me see, because I'm going to have to call in to make sure, because people are not talking. Hold on, y'all. You know, you just never know what to expect on these type of days. You just never know. I want to make sure you can hear me. Yes, call in, beloved. Call in. This is okay. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was just calling to do a test to make sure everybody could hear you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And FYI, we don't put people's numbers out, so it's okay if you call in. Okay, we don't put people's numbers out. We don't do that. Now, what I'm not going to do is get into a reading war with you. Okay? And you guys can all call in. Everybody's number is safe. We're not going to bait him to call in. Let him just enjoy the show. Shout out to you. Thanks for watching. All right. So if anybody else would like to call in, the lines are open. 563-999-3658. What we are talking about right now is J. Will, a.k.a. Candy, versus TT, a.k.a. Blame It On Quay. Should they work out? Should they be friends? Who do you think was their shade? Because both of them also said that when they see each other in person, that it's no tea. So if it's no tea, and that's what I also thought too, because once the Lipton Thief video dropped, they were also booked together in Miami. And they were both there. They hosted, performed. So I just don't understand why this issue keeps coming up. I just feel like J. Will he just needs to move on. Because did she shade you, bitch? Yes, it was a little bit of shade. She didn't collab with you, girl. It was a little bit of shade, no tea. But that should not stop you, and you can't keep talking about her because she's going to keep winning. Because she's not focused on you. You cannot be focused on the negativity. Now, I will say, you got him to respond. But the reason why you got him to respond is because you're growing. So keep focusing on the growth. So then you don't even have to worry about letting people know that, oh, if you see this, this person copied me. It won't even be that anymore because you'll be there. And it'll just be what it is. You won't have to tell anybody to that he's copying you because you're putting in so much work that you're being seen and you're being respected for your work. Quaylen, I will say this to Quaylen. Shout out to you because at the end of the day, you have man. I know, from what I've known of Quaylen, Quaylen, even when he worked at Nordstrom, Quaylen was the number one seller in his department. They had his fucking, even when we didn't even work there at the same time, but I worked there and they had that man's picture in the back of the store. Like I can't sit here and deny the fact that that man's work ethic is none other. That man has literally been the best at everything that he does since before he was famous. And I know this personally because I used to walk down the halls where they used to have this motherfucker's picture plastered behind in the store as the number one seller. So I can't just say that he's a complete copycat because I know he works his ass off. Because even when I was, when he left there and went to Saks Fifth Avenue, he was killing it there. So anything that this man does, he's good at it. And he puts his best foot forward. And he's always elevating. So shout out to you for that. He just opened up a restaurant in Houston. Now, I know people are going to be like, oh, you're kissing Quaylen's ass. You're doing. That's not what it is, but I have to be a straight shooter. I've seen these things as fact. I worked at the same store he worked at and seen his fucking name. My name wasn't up there. His was. It was. Okay, they're telling me to open up the lines. Okay, let me see. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, hello.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you got me so fast. I'm literally watching you right now at work on YouTube, and you answered so quick. Wow. Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So yeah, my name is Kyren. I currently live in New York. I watch you all the time. I've been trying to catch you forever, and I'm on Eastern time, so it's hard to catch you because you're in L.A.
Yes.
So I've been watching J. Will and TT for a very long time, and I remember when J. Will said something about TT copying him, and that they wanted to do a collab. I don't know if you remember that video, Lipton Tea, where he was, rapping against, And so I kind of was thinking to myself, I said, well, and here's my thing. And I love J. Will, but here's my thing about K-Way. And I really don't rock with K-Way, and it's not even really because of J. Will. It's not even partially K-Way's fault. But when J. Will goes to these events, J. Will is himself. He comes as Candy or he comes as J. Will. I feel like as a representation of the LGBT community, I feel like K-Way is really kind of shady in the sense that nobody else can go to the BET Awards and stand in this character and get pictures at the BET Awards. Because I remember there was a situation where B. Scott wanted to host, and they made a big-ass deal about B. Scott wanting to wear makeup and real hair. So I just don't like how K-Way kind of represents – I don't know if he's gay or not. That's my thing. That's probably what I'm trying to say. Like, my big thing is I don't know if he's gay or if he's not gay or whatever the case may be. So – and I feel like J. Will really represents the LGBT community. But nobody's really copying off anybody because y'all both wear wigs and y'all both making money. And that's the thing about these YouTubers, I feel like. Because I watched your video with the whole Tasha K situation. What I got from that was you said, who was that?
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Oh, we're going to move on. But here's my thing. I just feel like there's definitely enough room for everybody to get a check. And so nobody should be slandering anybody. I think that everybody should just respect each other's craft and definitely just make money and stop trying to make it like a competition. Everything is not a competition. There's enough money in this world for everybody to get a piece of the pie. And so J. Will, I really love J. Will. I just really don't rock with TT sometimes because I feel like he kind of shady towards the LGBT community.
All right. Thank you. That's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out to you. Bye. All right. I keep seeing somebody call and hang up, but it's up to y'all. It's up to y'all. It's up to the people. Like, what y'all want to do? So we'll be here a few more minutes. I love them all, but I just have to be real. Like, bitch, just because I like you does not mean that I cannot. I like J. Will and I like Quaylen because at the end of the day, they are still opening doors for us. Okay, and a win for them is a win for me. I love them both. I love them both. So, well, you need to call back. He said he keep calling. But at the end of the day, okay. So I'm trying to see whose number is what. Okay, so we'll wait. I'll wait for him. Oh, everybody's talking about Armand. I know you see his comments. I'm looking. What y'all want me to do? Okay, here you go. Let's welcome. Make sure you turn me down in the back because it's going to be an echo. So you got to turn it down.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Is it connected?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, I didn't know. I've been hearing, like, every time I called, it was just playing in the background, so I didn't know if I was, like, connected this time or if I was just
yes,
still here.
You are connected, beloved.
Hello, everyone. Hi, it's J. Will. A.K.A. your boy, Kenvy.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Hi.
So
I was
calling in.
What do you want to... I'm going to be honest. I just bought me a 550 Benz. I'm in a great space. Like, I was just in this motherfucker happy as fuck. So, like, a lot of people are thinking I'm in this bitter, broke, bitch, jealous phase when that is so not the case. Even with that post I posted, like, I kid you not, I had people who called me who were like, oh, my God, what's wrong? I was hitting a blunt, had a cocktail. Like, I'm not as – I'm going to be honest. I get how it may come off if you don't know me. I'm really not as pressed as motherfuckers think. And then, you know, I hear, you know, I tuned in, and I respect anyone with an opinion. So a lot of the things you were saying, though they weren't facts, I can understand how not knowing a lot of the things behind closed doors, how I can appeal like that, you know what I'm saying, to kind of
so, well, give us some of the facts. Give us some of the facts
I mean,
so we know.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. What I've had to realize, there's just some things, like, that – just does not need to be said. You know what I mean? That I'm still struggling with. As a person that is of my artistry, what I mean by that, so sorry I'm under the weather. I sound like shit. I didn't want to call and sound so fucking ugly, but.
You don't sound bad.
No. Like, being blunt, being straightforward, it's not even about, like, even with Love and Hip Hop, even with, like, Wildin' Out, it's like, I don't think people realize how hard it could be to walk in the shoes I have to at times in some of these, what's the way to say it, these platforms. What I mean by that is not only am I dressing up, doing what I'm doing, I'm putting my sexuality very blatantly into everything I'm doing, and because I'm doing it for my people, if that makes sense. And there's a lot of opportunities that, you know, probably didn't come my way, or, you know what I mean, a lot of shit that's like collabs. It's a lot of stuff that I go through with simply the fact that people do not want to see no man give what I give. You know what I'm saying? Like it sometimes shocks me as how gay Hollywood is behind closed door, how when you get in front of the camera, they don't want that to be included. And all of my real fans have seen from day one, that's all I've done was been real and make shit for us. So a lot of times when I'm in certain situations, it's like I have to move a little differently. You know what I mean? Like, with the, like what did you guys want? Did you guys want Candy on the scene arguing with women, and then now I'm getting attacked for arguing with women? You know what I mean? Like, what did you guys? It's a lot of shit to where I'm
no,
like,
no. So this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted because
I heard what you
here.
Wanted. I heard what you wanted, and like the thing is, like, obviously, you know, when you're under so many contracts, there's only so many things you can say. Like, I hear what you said, and I respect it, and I don't disagree. But some things, you know how, like, some shit makes sense in the long run. Because you even had spoke upon, like, oh, yeah, you should have capitalized. You, like, you should have when you have options. I'm like, y'all don't even know what's coming. You know what I mean? Like, there's things, like, you can't just give everything away, if that makes sense.
Right. So did you get paid for Wildin' Out?
Can a dog bark?
So you got paid for Wildin' Out, right? And you got paid for Lovin' Hip Hop. So my point is,
Right. Bitch,
you realize you're a rapper. You're on a comedy show with Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon. You're on two shows at once. Why the fuck do you care about a Quaylen copying you and he's on Fear Factor? Like, why are you worried about him?
First off, I don't care. I'm going to be honest. It's so funny. I'm just very petty in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a wig and nails on, it's like, oh, my God, yay, it's funny. But, like, the reason why I gave what I gave, like, I'm still going to give what I'm giving. My shows are still popping off. The candy boxes, all of that, nothing is being altered. However, mm-hmm. like, do y'all not realize, like, people come up to me and confuse our work. That's totally fine. You know, nothing is new under the sun. I've never said I was the first man in a wig. That's facts. I look up. You know what I mean? Like, we all give similar tea. But when I go out my way to specifically do certain things to try to stand out and I know someone is, you know, like, I know firsthand. There's even things, like, people have this whole, like, you're mad at Quay. You're just like, first off, I really, like, I'm going to say this for the record. Me and him spoke for a while after Lipton Thief, and I put this on my grandmother. I felt like shit damn near after I did Lipton Thief because I had a different perspective. I still dropped it because I'm like, bitch, I still feel how I feel. But
right.
I had to realize, yo, he's really a cool dude. Like, he's really a cool dude, if that makes sense. So I don't have no real personal problem with him. It's just, no, you ain't nobody nibbling off shit. I don't give a fuck, bitch, or none of that. Like, I'm very Cardi B.
You felt shaded because he didn't respond to you, right, for the collab. You felt shaded because he didn't respond.
No, I felt shaded, but like you said, pay it dust. Like, bitches throw shade all day. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you was giving real points. I'm like, yeah, I paid it dust. Like, I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Fuck it. It's no tea. I kept moving with life. That's not why he got, like, I drug him with lifting teeth.
So what's the issue? So, like, because you're talking a lot, but you're not saying nothing. Like, what is the tea then? Like, why you?
First off, how
tea?
Am I talking about I said that? Because I cleared up the issue. I cleared up the original
no,
thing. A lot
you
of people
said,
like,
you saying that you can't really go in on what's going on. Like, you went and made a post today because he said nobody watches Wildin' Out. Like, what's the tea? Because, bitch, I watch you. I'm a fan of you and him. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I've seen when you did your little – my favorite thing is when you do the little incense with the wig and you do the rap. Bitch, you threw shade there. Bitch, you threw shade there. You threw shade about in another video, like two or three videos. So I'm like, what is the real tea?
I'm
I know
just a shady person.
No
I'm going to be honest. I'm gonna be so honest with you. Like, it may sound petty, and I have to realize I'm young and I'm going to grow out of ways. I don't give a fuck. Like, it can get that petty at times with me. Like, you continue to poke certain tea. Like, mind you, though, you know, like, me and this dude have talked. Like, we've commuted via text. We were supposed to set up a collab. It was a lot of little shady shit that went on, you know what I mean?
Like,
to
what?
Where, like okay.
What happened?
I'm not giving that. And if that's what you want, we can definitely hang up the phone if that's what you want. Because what I will say is just how you gave respect to him. It's not that deep for me to say anything that can make people look at his personality and him as a person different. Now, if we talk in artistry, we can go on long rants. That's whatever. I don't care if nobody likes me as a person. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, okay, this is another black man, to when I see him, he is, you know what I mean, to where it's like, it's no tea like that, I'm not going to say certain shit. Like, my first off, if you think about it, yeah, I've thrown shade. Yeah, I've said things about artistry, and people are making it seem like I hate his guts when I don't. Imagine if I gave confidential shit this man has told me that he has not even posted. I'm not doing that,
okay.
If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Just because I put all my shit out there don't mean I'm about to be like, okay, let's be messy and air everything out. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be as most.
Well, we're not talking about personal life. I'm talking about artistry. How has he copied you? I don't see the resemblance. Tell us.
Okay. Well, then if you don't see it, you don't see it. I've spent hours. I mean, not hours. I spit post and shit explaining it. But if you don't see it, you don't see it. But the AO sidebar, Bundles and Fur, I mean, Bundles and Fur is available on iTunes, and Blunts and Bundles is dropping on the 14th, Candy's Project. It's going to be lit as fuck. But if
okay,
you don't
so
see it
listen.
After everything I've said about it, then I understand.
No. But see, I think that the thing is this. Do you feel like that you're misunderstood?
I think you
don't realize how many
like,
people
like, what do you
really
mean? Like, what
do
you mean?
You.
Maybe I don't understand the question. What do you mean?
Okay, because the thing is, I think you don't realize how many people, like, actually love and respect you. It seems like you're a little bit on the defensive end. You get what I'm saying? Even on the show, I watched you. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Mikey Passante, the guy that you kind of read because he didn't have the followers. But have you know he's been on tour with, you know, Britney Spears and all of these people. But the thing is, I kind of feel as though for me to you, I don't want you to get in your own way of thinking that people are out to get you and you feel like you have to read and just be on the defense because people really do fuck with you.
Listen, I'm not even reading. Like, when I told Mikey, that wasn't even a read, like, where I'm from. Like, that wasn't a read. It was just, no, like, that wasn't even a read. Like, that wasn't a read. I got a read. That wasn't a read to me.
That was shade.
And that's the issue I suffer with in real life. I have a very slick and smart mouth. It's just when I have on a wig and nails, it's funny. And when I don't, it's like, oh, my God, he's angry.
Okay, so do you think that you and Quay will ever rekindle or work out together? Because I think that you guys should.
I don't have no reason not to. Like, I don't have no reason not to. I mean, the only thing that causes the Erykah Badu, I'm sensitive about my shit mentality is when we give similarities that I see. Now, if I'm delusional, okay, no worries. I'll definitely stick to that. If only me see it, then let me be the delusional crazy bitch. However, when I feel as if and I have backings, reasonings to feel this way, the only issue that kicks in with me is when I continuously get confused with this man. And along even with him when it comes into Hollywood and certain things. And me, the reason why, like, I still give him respect, like, we are kind of in different lanes, too, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of this shit I get compared to him with about I don't give a fuck about. I end up on Wild 'N Out by, like, fucking, like, I didn't apply. If that means, so a lot of shit coming my way that's kind of bringing us closer in certain lanes I didn't even sign up for. But when the person takes a month to get compared, I just wouldn't. It's going to make sense later, if that makes sense. It's going to make sense later. Just how a lot of people that were in the comments were like, oh, yeah, the Lip and Thief, it makes sense. Like, if you don't see it, cool. Like, but I read
well,
it
that's
for,
why I'm asking. No. I just want clarification because I could see, like, I saw the shade, bitch. I saw that he didn't respond. I definitely saw that. I'm thinking, like, I know it couldn't just be the hair. So, like, I'm asking, like, what have you guys gotten confused about? Like, what has been the confusion?
I've put all that into Lipton Thief as well as the post, bro. And that's very evident. If you just don't agree with what I've said, then that's okay. Like, I mean, because I feel like I've made that clear enough between all the shit I have posted to where if you don't understand it, then that's cool.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Because here's another reason why I feel like you sometimes come across a little bit angry, and I have to be real. So now, I remember when they had the social media awards, do you get mad at that? Do you feel like sometimes you are not accepted because you had made a rap about, and which was one of your best freestyles to date to me, when you included Debra Lee? You said you was going to wear her out because you should have been on that BET Cypher. Then you made a post that you should have been at the BET Social Media Awards. Does that bother you, like, when you're not included in those things?
The only time it bothers me is when I have, like, people in the industry who will communicate to me, like, you know, who I know, who basically, like, when I'm not included because of my marketing, that's when it becomes, you know, frustrating, when it becomes to the point where it's like, oh, this black man who's dressing up in a wig and he's just being gay and he's ruined the black man community. Like, when I start hearing that from producers, I'm like, oh, that does, like, damn near break my heart when I'm like, no, it's more to my artistry than just trying to ruin the black male community and being that I do not fit in. Well, my artistry sometimes cannot fit in the normal setting. You don't get those invites. Are you not allowed back, you know, on this show, or you don't get certain calls to where those moments I, you know, do get a little frustrated. And then, like, even with Lip Britney, I love her dearly. You know what I mean? I've apologized to that woman in real life, no cameras, all. You know what I mean? Like, me and her even spoke after that scene. I hated the scene. You know what I mean? And, I agree. A lot of the scenes did make me look mad. And the reason why I loved it is because that's how I spent a lot of days in my house. mad. You know what I mean? And one thing I can say, it showed reality. You know what I mean? You know, it was ugly. One, a lot of that is truth. You know what I mean? I've had a lot of anger for, you know, sometimes it's reasoning behind it. But
yeah.
With the growth and being able, people being able to see that, you know what I mean? I'm not perfect. I'm flawed. You know what I mean? I'm nobody special. And it's funny because it's like, if anything, I'm learning that people expect you to live up to their expectations. I'm nobody but a regular ass dude who worked at Olive Garden. And every day I used to get off, I used to go home and just do a lot of videos. And before you knew it, I got a lot of followers. Before you knew it, I'm on the show. But I'm still regular. So a lot of these emotions, you know, I just hate. At times they did get, you know, showed to millions of fucking people. But what I can say is I'm happy that it was related to my artistry. You know, it was, you know, it was real. You know what I mean? I had that moment with LaBrittany that I hated. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I was just like, fuck. But I'm happy it happened. And I'm happy I was even to see it, if that makes sense. You know, I'm not too prideful about, oh, yeah, I was wrong, and move forward and grow from it, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. And what I will tell you what, like, now taking a little bit of a turn, I want to say this. That's interesting that what you said earlier about people not wanting to accept the way that you look, because, you know, I've experienced it on the other end. Like, people have told me in Hollywood, I could go far, but I have to be willing to put on lipstick and heels. And I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna tell
you this, like, and me and, like, that's what I'm saying. I have no problem with Quay. You know what I mean? Like, it's really petty on my end. Like, I've always been a very petty child. It's funny to me. I'm a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Like, you should know what Scorpios give. But he had, like, we've even had a night in WeHo, and one of the things that stuck with me is this man, who I know has gotten slight inspiration, which can be up for debate for some, but for him to look me in my eyes and tell me, you should have never came out in your career, that I feel like that's why you're not further than what you are now. Because you were way bigger. It was, like, the biggest fucking shot to the head.
Wow.
I didn't post that because I'm like, I don't even really want to bring up, you know what I mean? That's not, but I'm just like, damn, this motherfucker who I know has caught, there has been hairstylists who had texted me like, oh, yo, he reached out for me to make a wig and he sent me the picture of you. There has been people, you know what I mean? To where I'm like, it's never, I'm like, I don't got no issue with them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of nigga, if I had an issue, it would have been for show, video, and world star, we would have been twisted. And it's not about, like, I don't give a fuck if you polite or not, bitch. When you get hit, you gonna hit back and get your ass beat. That's how I am. It's nothing like that when I see him. You know what I mean? This man has shown me, I mean, I'll say that. He's very respectful. You know what I mean? I mean, we don't have that issue. But it's like, we ain't real friends in real life. He don't owe me nothing, nor how I know it, or owe him, if that makes sense. So it's like, there's a lot of things I've dealt with. And like, when he gives, oh, yeah, you should have never came out in your music, that's why you're not further. I'm like, damn, like. But I know the same reason why I'm facing challenges in certain areas is going to be the same reason why I last in the long run. You know what I mean? I go out my way, like, when I first started doing Candy, hey, y'all, it's your boy. They're like, why are you saying that? It's just a boy. It's going to all make sense later. I'm really doing this for my people. When I came out of my music, I set out to just save a life. I was very suicidal and hated myself and insecure when I was a child. Mm-hmm. I grew up to it and be very strong. And as a man, I felt like the best thing I could have done, I can do with my artistry, is take it and save a fucking life. My goal is to make music for the child I was when I was young and wanted to fucking hang myself from the ceiling. I make shit to say, no matter how odd you may feel like you are, that's why I go so far out my fucking creativity to do the most outrageous shit to still make it amazing, to let people know that, hey, if I can find confidence in myself, so can you.
And you know what?
It's like, oh, yeah, that. What'd you say?
I was going to say, I don't think that your talent is up for debate with anybody. I personally feel like if you're the
best rapper.
Yeah,
bitches know they can't see that. I'm like, fuck me. Yeah, I got an ugly-ass personality. Bitch, hit play.
So the talent is undeniable, okay? You always, I know, anytime there's a conversation about your skill level, you're number one, period. So all I'm saying is, and it sucks that you had to get it like that, but now that we're here and we're talking, I just feel like personally, you have to move a little bit more strategically, because what Quaylen told you, when he told you you should have never came out in your career, he actually told you a lot. And it should have hit you.
And mind you, that gave you a line of a 15-minute conversation. Oh,
that
I know.
Gave you a lot of tea. That's
oh,
a
I know.
Lot of tea right there.
Oh, I know. But
that's
then there's
a
another
lot
thing,
of
too,
tea.
Where, like, I'm, oh, I know.
So with you being who you are, bitch, you just got to understand, you have something that nobody else have. You have this look, and you have the opportunity, and you have the motherfucking talent. And then going back to Love and Hip Hop, on top of having the talent, bitch, when you get on a public stage, I don't want to hear that depressed ass music first, bitch. You need to give us the shit. We don't want to hear
this is where I'm gonna be honest. I've been rapping since I was 14. Candy's new, you know what I mean? And I'd be in a pickle to where like people are, oh, we want Jay Will. Jay Will is nothing like Candy. You know what I mean? Like, in my delusional mind at the time, I thought I was gonna do Candy once a fucking every 8-6 months or some shit. Candy's a part of my creativity. Music is not depressed. Jay Will's music not depressing. It's real. You know what I mean? I try to give that balance of, okay, though Candy can keep you up on that Friday and Saturday and Sunday, pop ass and pull niggas, what happened on that Tuesday and Wednesday? You know what I mean? Because I, again, was a regular person. So I would be making music. The song that I performed was I Feel Like I'm Letting My Dreams Slip Away. But meanwhile, I'm clocking in like every day. And I'm listening to what masters say. Like I get it, yes, let's just live in this delusional world. There's enough of that music if you want it. I don't care if I have 3 people at my concert. Long as I touch y'all's spirit, like, that's where my music artistry stems from. So I did face a lot of frustration and talent. I mean, like, frustration in a lot of situations when I have to water that down just to be like, every time. Because I love Candy, bottom of my
heart. Not watering that down every time. You're watering that down to make a bigger point. You see, you give them Candy bullshit.
Oh, yeah, hence why, y'all, make sure you tune in for the bundle sales.
Right.
Christmas,
you could have been bigger than Apple Watch. They were pushing Apple Watch to be the main. She fucked it up. Apple Watch completely fucked it up.
No. What I personally don't like doing is comparing. What I don't like doing is comparing. She was that, and I give her that. We have different walks in life. Let's say that.
Okay.
Love
well,
and
let's
hip-hop,
say that.
I looked at. Yeah. Like, we have different walks in life because that's my friend in real life. And when I see her winning, I'd be so proud of her. You know what I mean? And the reason why I don't know if people see, and the reason why I recently stopped, I unfollowed everybody on Instagram, because oftentimes people often get caught up in where they think you should be. What they think you should be doing. And that's easy to make, you know, to put on yourself as well. All I set out to do was save one life. You know how many people have written me and told me I saved a life? So that alone, I've already accomplished what I wanted. I never had to get to wildin' out of Love and Hip Hop. Me being in there, I was just happy. Like, I thank God for the opportunities to be there. I don't have to ever do another season. What I set out to do as a person, as a man, has been fulfilled for one. Secondly,
I don't believe that all the way. I do believe that you care about the clout a little bit, because you bring that up.
If I cared about the clout, there could be a lot more things I could be doing, being honest. If I cared about the clout, I would be doing more comedy videos than rapping, because my comedy videos go more. My comedy go dumb viral. Like, there's a lot of things I could be doing, like, if I cared about just the clout.
Mm-hmm. So why do you
like,
talk
I'm gonna be
numbers?
Honest, like, I rap now because I love it, but when I just wake up and do some funny shit, that goes like I that's what I'm saying. I see how you can almost see that, but no, it's not
so
that.
Why do you bring up the number thing? Why do you bring up the M's, and why did you bring up to Mikey Passante? How many followers do you have? Like, why do you?
Because Mikey tried to check
me.
Like, who are you? I was like, first off, who are you? He said, oh, I'm so and so. I'm so and so. I'm saying, wait, what? That's how that guy, a lot of that shit, got, like, that guy edited out, too. He tried to shade me, bitch, you getting shaded back. The fuck?
Okay.
That's why he didn't show up on another. I tried to be funny, nigga, shade me. You're getting shaded, too. I'm sorry. Mine came off ruder, so they edited mine in and left his out. Not trying to be funny.
Okay.
Because I perform my heart out. You can say, we don't like it, next. We don't, cool, but what is this? He shaded the dog fuck out of me, and it was light, and I read the fuck out of him. Hence why he wasn't in no other episode, because he wouldn't come back, because they was going to put us in a scene together. And he was scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't get that part, so he didn't tell me that part.
That's what I'm like.
Well, it was nice talking. I don't want you to think that I hate you. I actually really want you to win, and you do sound like a nice guy. Now, I know that you could be – I know you get in your way, though, with that bitch who are you stuff. And I just don't want you to do that, because you have the talent to go the furthest. out of the LGBT rappers. It's still that spot for the LGBT artists to top the charts. Like, who's going to get that number one? Who's going to get that number one out of, you know, you, Bobby Lights, Fly Young Red? Like, who's going to be that LGBT artist? And I feel like you have what it takes. You just got to make sure you move strategically. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, bitch, you got to move.
I agree. It's all what I've learned to a lot of it from this point on is strategic.
You got to play the game.
A lot of the things you were saying, I'm going to be honest, I didn't take it. I don't take none of this shit personal. It's just like, damn, it kind of came off ignorant to me and not a shady way, but damn, he just don't know this factor of that. To where it was like, okay. And it's so funny because the way you were talking about polishing Candy's look, I'm like, damn, they really don't know what I have coming. That makes sense.
No,
I don't. Like four videos. Yeah, like I got like four videos shot. I have another Christmas. I just spent like fucking. I went to the fucking Slauson and got jewelry. It's like, right, Candy can be ghetto, could be polished. But I've done a lot to where it's like, instead of being like, oh, just wait to this, I'd rather just hit y'all with it. You know what I mean? I've been investing into better cameras and drones. I just bought my. It's coming. Give me a second. Damn, the season didn't even end 4 months ago. Like, y'all trying to make it seem like a bitch. 15 minutes of fame is over already. I know I at least got 5 more minutes left.
No,
to turn this
all
bitch
we
into an hour.
Is drop that shit, bitch. Don't fuck Quaylen.
It's coming. Again, Friday. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, it's your boy, Candy. I got you ready to go, but on the 14th. Blunts and bundles, you know, just to clear up the air. There's no real tea. I've had some very ugly scenes with Jay Will. Yeah, so it's some episodes I haven't even. I'm gonna be honest. There's a lot of them episodes I didn't even watch twice. One, because I hate my voice. My voice is so ugly to me. But two,
mine too.
Yeah, like they got. I'm gonna be honest. That I mean, this is like the last real thing I'll say. You know, I don't want to be too long winded, but like the way things are shot with TV, it's like so off. And one of the most cringing things is to be in a space. And then get out of it, and then 8 months later, it showed to the world in millions of people.
Right.
That makes sense. So it's like,
and
yeah.
And you have to relive everything that you've gotten
over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not even mad no more. I have more shit, and, you know, more contracts coming. I have book night, so I'm like, oh, but I get why y'all just like this angry person. I'm like, okay, well, let me just work and show them. So it's all up to my work that's to come.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in. Finally got your ass in. I love you.
Yeah.
I really do. I like the work. I'm telling you, I just want you to win, man. I really do. Because you
yeah,
are
okay,
genuinely,
man. Thank
you
so
want
to
win.
What'd you say?
I said, genuinely, you should win. I just, my biggest, if you don't take anything away from what I'm saying today, is I understand you want to be real because I'm that person.
Yeah.
And the realness gets in my way sometimes. I miss out on opportunities because sometimes I don't shut the fuck up sometimes and know how to move. All I'm saying is, just move strategically. You can still be real, but wait till you are really running shit so you can say, all right, motherfuckers, this is what I really want to tell you. It's one of the 48 laws of power.
No. Me, in certain areas, I have to shut the fuck up. Like, I'm a Scorpio. Like, a Scorpio at heart, I'm either I go to 0 or 1,000. And I've learned that and seen that. So it's like, you're right. It's more so strategically, and then it's not even about trying to prove realness, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so focused on my artistry now. You know what I mean? I'm in such a great, happy space. Like, I'm in a fucking relationship now. I'm happier than I've ever been.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, my focus is, like, months ago, which people have seen, is so
don't bring him on the show either.
Different.
Who is your – don't bring him on the show. Are you going to bring him on the show? Are we talking that yet? Are we gonna get a post, a picture, or anything? Is he a top or a bottom?
No, yeah, me and him. I'm dropping
like
a video.
That?
I'm dropping. I have a video. I did a remix at Trip. It's about the way things. I'm gonna be honest. I'm so fucking scary in real life. It's so funny to hide behind Candy, but like when it's time to open up, because every time I open up, it kind of get perceived the wrong way. And I made this super heartfelt remix, and it's like. My true organic feelings about him, and it's like I've been running from releasing it, but I'm like, bitch, stop being scary. So I'm gonna drop it tomorrow. It's very mushy and lovey-dovey.
Oh, okay. Well, look out for that. He's dropping new music tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's pretty about it. I'm in a good space though. Won't be too many more real ass rants, no matter how real it may
be.
It's just I'm focused on my music. It's like I've said what I needed to say. If anything, that's why I said it. Like, just okay, I know my work coming is gonna shut motherfuckers up. So I'm like, I'm not trying to be funny on Candy's album. There's a dope ass record, and you know, I was in my feelings, and I did a verse shading him. The next day I woke up, I'm like, let me take that shit off because I've grown past it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But like, what kind of sparked that post? Yeah, it's just, you can get into that. I ain't going back into that, but just to let
we
you know,
can
I
talk
am in a
later.
Positive space. Yeah.
And
so
another
I'm
question
over
I want to talk about. I want to talk about real quick the Faggot Tings video. Okay, so a lot of people be uncomfortable.
My tuck was so real. My tuck was ignorant, like yo.
Bitch,
what
I was like,
it?
Oh my God, I know these fucking men are going to be so uncomfortable.
Oh.
Like, did anybody say anything? Like, what happened with the Faggot Tings video? Like, none of the rappers commented? Like, did anybody be like, yo, you really went there?
Of
like,
course.
I was like,
I'm gonna
on the edge of my seat.
I'm going to be honest. Of course they didn't. Like, I'm going to be, okay. The most hurtful thing, that one of the most depressing phases of my life was when I was at Wildin' Out.
Mm.
Because opportunity of a lifetime. I watched it as a child. I'm on the same stage with people I look up to and I honor. I walked up to Justina in the, when we was in a workshop, saluted her.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't fit in with all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
I do as myself because I'm a regular human being, but the moment I put on a 40-inch wig, thigh highs, and I give why people love me, when have you, like when Candy first started, I used to always sit in a little room by myself, so Candy was overly dramatic, and it worked, but when you're on a stage with a lot of other people,
uh-huh.
I've had to learn that in some of these men's defense, there's only so much they can say to me before they get drugged by all these fucking, you know what I mean? To where it'll
right.
put them in a position to where they don't even address it. To where I would
right.
often be on the stage like damn near by myself. So I was like, nobody
really?
Reached out. Yeah, nobody reached out. I mean, I wasn't really worried about that. I also tried to pick people who I hope didn't take too much. I hope they wouldn't take too much offense or would understand that it's just rap. Well, I just didn't give a fuck if they care. Like, nigga, that's how I feel. You fine. What's up? Like,
yeah, you had went there, bitch. And I was like, oh,
I
my
love it,
God. Though. So why do you use the word faggot, though? Like, I'd be, like, trying to get with it, but I'd be kind of like, I'm
faggot. Oh,
bit.
No. It's so funny because it's so extra. I know. That I think that's going to make more sense later, too. But really, it's in efforts to strip it of its negativity. You know what I mean? The moment somebody wants to hurt a male's feelings, is that's not straight. Fag, gay, fags. And that's happened to me
mm-hmm.
how many times. And when I started out, I strategically planned Candy, like, how am I going to make this person speak for the community? I wanted to take a word that people cringe. I mean, mind you, when people feel like they have power, they use
mm-hmm.
it. But if I take what
mm-hmm.
you think you can use against me and put me down and depress it, I embrace it to a damn right. I'm a fag. I feel fabulous. You know what I mean? I kind of had that concept
mm-hmm.
to where if I can take, once upon a time, nigger was the worst word ever.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Nigger. But I'll be, hey, what's up, my nigga? Now, that's
mm-hmm.
why when I use the word, people don't like it because we're so used to hearing it in a negative way. And I say, it's okay. Let me keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to give this word a beauty and power. If
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. I've had, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, that's pretty much it. I get it. It rubbed some people the wrong way, but.
But I understand. I just wanted you to finally say it. And then last thing about Wildin' Out, like, there was other gay people there. Like, you had Zoe there. Like, did he, like,
yeah.
was he comforting to you? Like, you guys, was the
oh,
he, like,
most
you
definitely.
Had
that's the thing. Everybody was, that's the thing. Everybody, I don't want people to think I'm ever in, like, this pity, just feel bad for me. Like, I'm defending some of these people. Like, first off, Zoe, everybody on the cast was fucking nice. Even the fucking battle rappers. I didn't nobody on the cast show me shade. It's just when we get up there and we got to go back and forth with each other. And, you know, I can rap. I can this and that. And I hit somebody with something. And let's be real. Like, when you, like, I don't take no offense to nothing somebody, nobody say. So I would see their frustration. Like, damn, you can't say. There was words they told them they couldn't say. Trans and this and this. It was a lot of shit. I'm like, damn, but what are they going to say?
Right, because you really wouldn't have, that really wouldn't have bothered you, because I did honestly on Wildin' Out, I kind of felt like I wanted you to go hard, and then I kind of felt like I didn't want you to battle Justina, like that would have been easy. Like
I was so fucking pissed off. All they would do
was
put me in front of her.
That's what I was like.
I'm gonna be so
scared.
No, that's the thing. I had bars for the dudes. No, I had more shit for the dudes. I was so mad because I'm like, don't put me in front of this girl. She a woman. You know what I mean? She could really rap. I could really rap. We both competitive, so it's going to get very intense, and it's not going to look good. And they just, I was just like, me and you on the same page with that one.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And then I'll be honest with you because, you know, like I do my research, and I'm a fan of you. So I watched your vlog, too. Your Wildin' Out vlog. I didn't get through the whole thing, but you did say that you were kind of uncomfortable. Like sometimes they didn't want to be around you, the guys there. So is that true? Like, were they cool or did they not really want to be around you? Because that's kind of what you said in your vlog.
Okay, I'll say this. Everybody connected to Wildin' Out was nice. Like every night, I was damn near shocked to see how so much love would be shown. Sorry, my voice sound weird. I'm a little shaky right now. I'm like dumb cold. Anyway, but no, like, all the dudes they showed, like, that wasn't the issue. It was more so, like, again, like, I didn't realize how big of a fucking business this was. My damn self. I'm thinking I'm going to show up on set and we just, like, laugh and just tell jokes. No. Baby, you're going to be up there at the top of the morning. It's a big-ass building. There's a bunch of people. Yes, there's a cast member, but every, you know what I mean, cast member is entitled to invite people backstage to where you'll end up in another real-world setting quick. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, 15 minutes until we get on the stage and do our thing, but them hours backstage around a lot of people who don't give a fuck about Candy nor J. Will. A lot of people who don't know how to take me in. That's where they, damn, I can't really loosen up how everybody else can because I'm around here booty shorts and thigh highs. All the girls are but I see the dudes looking. It'll put you in an uncomfortable position, especially when somebody like me. I almost lost my life doing Candy. My first video shoot in the street in Compton got shot up, and that was the coldest moment I ever experienced in my entire life. Sitting there, and my homegirls, they had ran, so we had you know. That's a story for another time. I don't want to relive that. But long story short,
what I'm saying, this is what we need on Love and Hip Hop, bitch. That right there, we want that.
No.
Save that.
Yeah, I mean, you also know too what is shown is not up to me. First off, let you know, like it's very uncomfortable when you're not at home. You know what I mean? Like, mind you, like I get how much y'all live for Candy, and I thank y'all, but everybody don't live for me this much. And it's moments when I'm in situations to where it's like, you know, with Candy, it's like, well, for example, with Wildin' Out, I didn't have my homies who I'm comfortable with back home. It wasn't like, I'm comfortable setting. Mind you, this is one of the biggest moments of my fucking life. I'm just nervous, period. Then on top of that, I experienced kind of like a little bit discomfort. It's like, damn, like, I have some days, like, I'd rather just, I want to go home, not for Wildin' Out. Like, I want to stress that. Like, it wasn't Nick Cannon. It wasn't, like, you know what I mean, how people take shit and run. It was none of that nature. But it's like the people who, you know, are around. The everyday people, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the though it may not be a cast member, somebody on their entourage, like, I almost had to beat somebody's ass one day backstage for saying the fucking word fag. Jason got pissed off. Jason Lee, he had to stop it because some dude was on the mic, you fags, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't even make it. That don't even faze me. So when he said it, I was like, boy, just get off the stage. But he had came over the section, and a lot of times people think I'm soft because they see me what I give as Candy. You know, even see me in booty shorts and thigh highs all the time. You think I'm a little bitch. So he come over in the section talking shit, and then long story short, I'm from Compton, and Jason had to step in. But that's just one story of many situations. And though y'all love me to be so carefree and free and on, I do that shit when I'm at home, I'm in comfort, not when I'm in places where I'm worried about my safety. I got these damn nails on. I'm like, if shit go left, what's going to happen?
Right. I understand that, too. I understand. Yeah. I understand. But, you know, I think you have a very bright career. Your music is on point. I'm looking forward to the new stuff that's dropping. I watch the Freestyle Friday. Those are my favorite things. And I'll be honest
I hate my Freestyle. I'm glad you like them.
I love them. Now, I have to ask my last question. I know. Are you ever going to retire Candy? Like, does J. Will get jealous of Candy sometimes? Because I feel like that happens.
J. Will, immature J. Will. Let me break that down because that's another perception that the I get it. I ain't gonna blame nobody.
Because Candy does get more views than Jay Will, and I kind of and Candy's rap. When Candy come on and rap, that bitch just be like, "Let's go!" Like the confidence is there.
Yeah, no. And I completely understand. Jay Will's not like. Let's make this entirely clear. The old little boy who been rapping since 14 and who just stumbled. Like, mm-hmm. Candy was God. Like, I know how God is using me just off the fact how Candy came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It just, I like, you couldn't have told me 3 years I will wear makeup. I thought that was, you know what I mean? Like, it's been a lot to it. Long story short.
No, I watched some of your first videos. You started out as a boy. Then you flipped and
that was my comfort zone.
You had on the visor, and then you was just like, fuck it. You had the crop top with the two model boys. Bitch, I've been watching you for a minute. But go ahead.
Yeah, like, so as you can see, that's my comfort zone. So when I, you know, I experience with something, and it's like, okay, like, nigga, you can't tell me I ain't rapping my ass off. I ain't doing my shit. But it's like, ah, fuck that. We want to see you kind of do something that is beyond your comfort zone. At first, it did cause a lot of discomfort. And the reason why I did, Jay Will did Hate Candy at first, because when I first started rapping, now we can just, you know, comment, oh, he's lying, whatever, or if you cared enough to do your research before you voice an opinion, I know you have, not you, but others, you can go to my fucking YouTube channel, and the first video that is on there is The Voice, and I'm breaking all of this down. I'm my grandmother's backyard, and I look like a boy, and I'm telling my story, and I'm expressing the fact that I hate that the entertainment world will only allow someone in the industry who's not straight, who is flamboyant. You know what I mean? So then for me to start getting notoriety for the one thing I didn't want to do, it took me a minute to come to grips with. However, you know what I'm saying? You know, I done bought Jay Will a few cool items, so we good now. Yeah, we good.
Yeah. But, you know, and see, and I'm not trying to take this left, because so I'm not going to go too deep into Candy, but I get where you're at. That's why I was saying, like, I just wanted you to use it. I personally don't feel like you want to be Candy forever. And if you want my personal opinion, I don't feel like you should have to be. But I know that it's selling right now. So eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Where my love rekindled for Candy is when I found self-happiness and contentment. When you're stressed out. When you're so stressed over what you think where you think you should be, and when you get all that, that's when stress comes. But when you accept, you know, I've accepted the fact that, you know, God is working through me, and I have to allow Him to have His way. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say whether Candy goes or not. Like I love Candy. I love to be able to be creative. I love all that. So it's really no beef with that. I love being able to express my creativity. Through Candy, you know, because as a man, I'm very plain and like, like that gets boring. You know what I mean? So I do love to be able to switch it up creatively and go in on Candy.
And I seen a post of your dad too, and he looks like a thug, and he loved Candy. Look like I'm scared of your pops. Like I seen a picture of you and your dad.
Oh my God, he is such
an
OG. I'm actually at his house now. I mean, we just left the store now. He's the biggest supporter in my life, really.
And he's kind of cute.
Why did everybody say that?
Because he is, like, low-key. Like, no shade. Like, he is kind of attractive. Like, I'm not going to lie.
No, you want to hear the funniest story. The funniest story. I'm going to be honest. It's very funny. It's okay. Well, I think it is. So, one day I'm laying down, and, like, some number called me. I didn't notice it. So I answer, and when I tell you this nigga sounded so fucking fine, I'm like, who the fuck is this? You're like, yo, hello, it's good. I'm like, usually, I'm the type of person, I'm very, like, stern. I'm like, why are you calling? Mm-hmm. Who is this? I give that every day. And in not a bad way. I don't mean no harm. It's just that's how I talk. So, but he sounded so fine. I'm like, oh, my God, like, you don't want to run him off by being mean. So I'm like, I'm chilling. Yeah, what you up to? I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. I'm like, this got to be trade. This motherfucker, I'm chilling, and started stuttering. I'm like, this is my fucking father. I felt so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I was like, damn, don't get off my phone. Stop playing.
You thought had a stack and it was your goddamn daddy?
Oh, I thought it was Trey, like what you about to get into, where you at, like, okay, cool. Like, give me 15 minutes.
Don't tell that story. No, like, nobody else. Now, listen, you need to get your daddy on the show. Your daddy would probably be having all the bitches, okay?
No, I hate him because, well, we'll talk about it later. Just hit me.
All right. Well, thank you again for being a good sport. Thanks for calling. We'll have to link up, and I'll DM you, and we can talk some more. So, like I said, I'm a big supporter of you. I do my research on you. I want you to win. So I got to give it to you straight. So I'm glad that you took it and you didn't, like, get upset. Okay? So thank you for calling.
No, I was not upset. I was very – I like how you run your shit. You're doing your thing, man. I think it's a dope platform. I support it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
have
everybody like, bitch, I wish I would comment. I'm like, nah, I like this. This is fun. So, yeah,
yeah.
It was all fun.
Yeah, we're growing. Remember, I remember us meeting, and you was like, bitch.
No, first off, don't tell that story sideways. Because one thing I will say is I am the nicest fucking person when my fans come up to me.
If it came off that way.
Huh?
Uh-huh. You want to go?
Yeah, because you was like, this is when you didn't know I was in there. Like, no shade. Your little vibe switched, but it's cool because I don't think it was real malicious. Your vibe, because you was going, dummy. And I'm like, oh, damn. Like, okay. If you came up to me, I'm like, hey, did you want a picture? One. Okay, I just, from the bottom of my heart, that is not shade. Shade is me acting like you don't fucking exist. Bitches get that daily with me if I don't like them. Trust me, I didn't know what you were giving. My friend, you know what I mean? A lot of times my friend introduced me to a lot of people who like me. And they're like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, did you want a pitch? That's what it was. It wasn't like, oh, bitch, yeah, you want. Trust me, like, I don't even really be liking to take pictures. It's, I don't want to come off rude. So I didn't know
right.
what you were giving. You were like, oh, yeah, I know you. I'm like, oh, okay, well, did you want to be like, that's going to be funny, bitch. I'm trying to get drunk. I'm trying to go back dancing. I ain't trying to be rude, but, like, that's what that was. That wasn't like,
okay.
Want a picture? Like, I ain't getting paid for this picture. I don't give a fuck if you want a picture or not. I get bitches to take pictures from me all day. So that's not what that was. That's the one of the only things that rubbed me the wrong way. Like, nigga, the fuck?
Well, remember, I thought it was
like,
because
yeah,
you maybe seen. No, I think it was because I did a video on you guys before, and you asked me. You was like, "Oh, you look familiar." So I don't know if you had recognized me. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I thought Thune was talking about Jay Wiz because I was supposed.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, because there is a
Jay
Wiz.
Jay
we always get that confused.
Right. So he was like, "Oh, you know Jay Wiz," and I had just been talking to Jay Wiz. So I was like, "Oh, bitch, you didn't tell me you was gonna be up here, fake ass bitch." And then it was you.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I had never met you before." And the first thing you was like, "Bitch, you want a picture?" And then you was like, "I know you. How many followers you have?" I'm like, "Girl."
No, that's the thing. I love the fact that you're bypassing like a 15-20 minute conversation. I didn't go, "Hey, you want a picture?" I know you. You sat there. You pulled up your Facebook. I'm like, oh, okay. We talked for a second. That's why I'm like, hold on. I gave you over 5 minutes of my time. How is that shade?
Okay. Well, that's not how it happened. But I'll let you.
I'm sure. It's not.
No. Okay. So how it happened? You said you look familiar. You said you actually said, so, you know, don't ever be ashamed of your brand. You said, I only started out with 3,000 followers, and you said, let me show you what I would have done. I would have said, and you did your little lip.
You said what? You said what?
Your lip smack. I can't do it like you. So you did your lip.
The line before. I didn't hear that line.
You said, let me show you how I would have introduced myself. Never be ashamed of your brand. That's what you told me. And you said you did the lip pop, and you said, I would have said, yes, my name is your boy Candy. Nice to meet you. You would have introduced. You were trying to figure out. You were wanting me to tell you.
Yeah, no. That's gonna be funny because it's clear. I don't forget anything. You came up to me, and this is like not like this is like I'm like I don't know if you want to do this off the phone because I'm not trying to be shady, but you came up to me. You knew who I was before I knew you, which is totally fine. So I was just trying to figure out, hey, what's pop? Like, are you just a friend? Are you trying to get the picture, or are you trying to work? And when you were speaking very subtly about what you do, I'm like, well, bitch, get to the punch. If you got something you want to do, you want to work, well, let's do it. I'm not about to pull it out you and waste forever right here when I'm trying to get back to the dance floor. So I'm like, yeah, bitch, get to it. Like, and it was a loving way. It wasn't like, oh, I don't think you know my real shade.
No, you're right. You know what? I was drunk. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you was lit. Like, I'm like, don't get, like, like, I'm not trying to be rude at all, like.
You're right, bitch.
And it's been love.
It's all in love. And listen, we ended up having a great conversation. So at the end of the day, at the core of it all, you got music dropping tomorrow. Can we still buy them motherfucking fanny packs? Because I want one of them too, but bitch, you was taxing
them.
Fuck
no, because bitches want me to be selling my top high quality fanny packs for Forever 21 prices. Now, but what you can do is go cop some bundles.
Bitch, I ain't got no damn bundles. Fuck.
I know I'm about to do more merchandise and shit. No, you know, I got some t-shirts and shit. I have a lot of, I'm like, I have a, With J. Will, I'm going to get more into the music. I want Candy to really slay that for me. I'm going to try my singles and shit, you know, my more happier music. But I really want to show my artistry with J. Will on the fashion and my my creative directing side with other artists. You know what I mean? So I've been working with, like, manufacturers and stuff so that way I can give them my designs and I don't have to sit at the sewing machine anymore because I don't have that time anymore. So I got a lot of men's stuff coming as well.
I think J. Will has the look. J. Will is always clean cut. The waves is always on swim. I just feel like the when it gets to the music sometimes you'd be like, God damn, he's upset. Like, I want to see J. Will happy because I feel like J. Will looks good.
Yeah.
But I just need
no,
him to
I
be
totally
happy.
Agree. I totally agree. What I will say is the reason why there is a hold on J. Will music is, and God does everything for a reason. I had finished this amazing album, then Love and Hip Hop era producers started acting funny and shit, so I don't have all that music no more. So I'm in a part of rekindling, and I love the fucking fact that I'm so much more happier in life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the songs I made were classic, you know what I mean? But they would go so far over people's head because they wouldn't be like, I'm unhappy. First off, if I'm unhappy and my music is great, that's fine. However, that's not the world we live in. They want everything to be jolly. Thank God I'm in a better space. All of J. Will's new music is funner. The tempo, you know what I mean? It is. I'm just in a different space in life. So the music sounds way different. It's more fun. I'm in a more, you know, J. Will is giving more trade. Like, my trade is at an all-time high in my J. Will new video. So.
Okay, if somebody is asking in the comments, where can they purchase merchandise?
www.thecandy, that's K-A-N-D-I-E, shop.com.
All right, and you heard it there first. All right, J. Will, thank you so much. I love you. Shout out to you for being a great sport. If you want to say anything else, it's yours, and then we're going to be out of here.
I just want to tell all my fans, I love you guys as much as you guys love me even more. I thank everyone for the support. I appreciate it so much, man.
All right, thank you. I'll see you soon.
Right.
I'm going to DM you because I don't have your number, so don't act like you don't know me because we had this conversation and it's recorded.
I give that, though. That's what you say I give. So I might respond like, do you want to take a picture? So,
okay. Bye, fool.
All right, then.
See ya. All right. Well, we didn't see that coming. I should have had his ass freestyle to the motherfucking beat. But nonetheless, what a great show, people. What a great show. Let's get a little. Okay. All right, you guys. So, well, I've been here a little longer than expected, but shout out to everybody here. I love how the conversation went up and down, but at the end of the day, shout out to J. Will. Shout out to Quaylen. Bitch, I seen y'all. Y'all was talking about people was down low. Bitch, he had spilled that tea a little bit, girl. And then he has spilled some more tea. But, you know, at the end of the day, I could tell that, like, he's a good guy. And I really want both of them to win. And shit, you know, both of them niggas been on TV. So shout out to both of you guys. And thanks for being great sports. And I just think that we should all stick together in this game of entertainment. Because at the end of the day, us that are different need to stick together. Let's just put it like that. Okay? Now, until next time, this has been another installment of the Armand Wiggins Show. Now, let's be very clear. I want you guys to subscribe right now and make sure you guys go over to J. Will and Quaylen's social medias, like, subscribe, watch their shit, share their shit, cop the merchandise. And until next time, we'll see you soon. Yo. How do you know? Oh, yeah. Exclusive. J. Will Candy talks beef with Blame It On Quay, Love and Hip Hop, and Wildin' Out Shade.
this point, I don't really have no loyalty to.
But then I got him together.
No, you did with the facts, and then he had to start agreeing. And then when he was trying to tell the story, they were like, Armand's telling the real story. Armand, you don't got to explain what you believe you.
That's what I just said. Okay. Oh, they both watched the story. Thank you.
too. If you're a returning subscriber, well, you know how we do. Some shit might fuck up, some shit might go wrong, some shit might cut off. But at the end of the day, we are going to the show. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this, but both of these guys, you know, in my mind and in my head, you know, I like them both, honestly. Sometimes I got to spank J. Will, but I like them both. You know, I like Quaylen as well. So, you know, and we got to talk about it. So that's why we are here. So, it's about to go down. All right, y'all. So, I'm everybody hyped. So now listen. Now, if you don't know, so J. Will, actually, Candy from Love & Hip Hop. Now, shout out to that, shout out to Love & Hip Hop. So he is slamming Blame It On Quay again. This time it's because Quaylen was on Instagram Live. Don't give me the line. I don't know whose Instagram Live it was. He's famous now, so he has a lot of goddamn friends that he knows. I don't know who live he was on. But he was on live, and he made a joke and was like, nobody watches Love & Hip Hop anymore.
I done put hella ads in this motherfucker.